This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That I have is that there are some states, some cities or what have you, who are looking at that and kind of leapfrogging over the first checkpoint. And I mean, obviously you could get away with that, but you're making a really significant risk.
All right, so that's the top doc, as I call him, Anthony Fauci, talking about reopening, decisions that are being made. We've heard the breakthrough with this drug that I talked about on a previous show, and I'm sure you've all heard about it now, remdesivir, and what that would mean if you get sick and how quickly you could get off the ventilator. Then there's the report that a vaccine could be ready to roll by December. It's one big mashup in five different directions. Then you cut it up in even smaller portions than that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Here we are at the end of another week, getting flung into a weekend where some people will end up going to barbershops, like in Georgia. Others will stay at home and practice social distancing. Others will be in small groups on lawns with that required distance. I know in my neighborhood lots of people are doing that, and they seem to be doing it well. And we haven't had any cases, knock on linoleum, in my neck of the woods. But around me there have been cases, certainly. It may be the same for you. As I like to say, this show is about what's happening to you in your backyard, what washes out of Washington and ultimately touches you, and then what's happening in your own state and what that has done to your life. It is interesting that we roll out of April and into May, and April was really, really a tough, tough month, without a doubt. May promises to be a little bit better, one can only hope. And then June, I talked to an economist today, looking at it strictly through his eyes and with the numbers, saying that, you know, by June is when we'll start to see some of this pull away. But I thought one piece of that conversation that was worth repeating for all of you, and something to keep in mind when you look at what's in your wallet: this is a recession that is deep and short. So if we look at recessions, as recessions go, usually they drag on. This was such a shock, an immediate shock to all of us and to so many industries that were devastated. In the first quarter, American Airlines lost $2 billion. That's one little tiny sector and one airline. And that story gets repeated in the oil industry, in manufacturing, in hospitality. So we know the second quarter numbers are going to be ugly, too. By the end of the year, we should be at even. So if we were at the poker table, all our chips are all over the place, and we're looking like we're not going to be able to continue to keep playing, here's the good news. By the end of the year, we should be in a much different situation, deep and short versus everlasting. Hard to hang on to those words, though, I'm sure, for some people who are in lines to get food, who are juggling bills, because once you roll into another month, a whole handful of bills will be due again, from the mortgage to the water bill to groceries, school bills for so many, and everything in between, healthcare, etc. All right, so let's get you those numbers, because we always start with the numbers with the coronavirus when we talk about deaths in the U.S. and what it looks like in the world, and then, of course, those that recovered, because to me, the recovery number is the number that signifies hope. So not all hope is lost. We have now in the United States 1,009,000 confirmed cases. Deaths, 63,538. That's as of 15 minutes ago. Recovered, 128,000. 128,000. And, of course, the highest amounts, New York, over 18,000 deaths. New Jersey, over 7,200 deaths. It got pretty ugly there pretty fast. In that tri-state area, I've said this now a few times, we have lots of listeners there. And in Connecticut, over 2,200 deaths, too. We're certainly seeing Michigan. They're in the top five. In fact, much more than Connecticut, 3,700 plus in Michigan. There were a lot of protests in Michigan during the day, small protests, but protesters gathered at the Capitol over the state of emergency. So a little bit smaller than on tax day, April 15th, but the governor, Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home order, all of that extended, infuriated some, so they decided that going to take it to the Capitol. And talk about taking it to the Capitol. There were men with rifles yelling down at many on the floor. And it was one of those days for the people that are inflamed in Michigan, and for the people who are on the other side of the politics in chamber. You're killing small business, liberty or death. And that's the problem. The problem is people struggling with life and struggling with the ability to take care of their own, with the ability to make a living. And so many people unemployed, so many people shocked into a situation in a job they thought was secure, the so-called secure jobs that just weren't secure either. Some waiting for stimulus checks. Others hoping they can get some of that small business loan money, but it's a big question mark and who knows if they'll get it or not. I mean, that's the state that we are in now. Very strange to see, like I said, where we've got some states doing the small steps, and then we've got one state doing the giant leap, and the big leap, of course, is Georgia. So many other places are slowly and phasing in rollouts of reopening, like opening malls, opening restaurants with 25% capacity. Instead of opening massage parlors and barbershops and will Americans go back to some of these places once a lot of the restrictions are lifted? I mean, will you comfortably go and have a giant party at a friend's house? Will you go get a haircut? Will you go to a funeral? Will you eat at a restaurant? Will you go back to church services? Will you go to a wedding? Will you go to the movies? Will you fly on an airplane? There's a big one, fly on the airplane. You heard me say $2 billion lost at American alone, and the other airlines reporting similar losses for the first quarter, second quarter looking bleak too. How about this one? Here's a big one. Attending a sporting event, something you didn't think twice about. Going to the ball game when they had those special 2-for-1 hot dogs and tickets that seemed like they were handing them out. Those days are going to be long gone, my friends, as those stadiums, I think, will shrink. Hang with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push.
There's been statements from his campaign, or not his campaign, but his former employees who ran his offices and the rest, that there was never any record of this. There was never any record. And that nobody ever came forward, or nobody ever came forward to say something about it apart from the principal involved. He will be a great president of the United States. He is the personification of hope and optimism and authenticity for our country, a person of great values. So I want to remove all doubt in anyone's mind. I have great comfort level with the situation as I see it, with all the respect in the world for any woman who comes forward, with all the highest regard for Joe Biden. And that's what I have to say about that.
All right, so that's Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, talking about the allegations against Joe Biden. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Politics, as we know it, continues to roll, although how we'll vote in how many days, how many months ahead, what is it, like 187, I want to say, and we look at that. Could it be that we are not actually going to the polls? And will Joe Biden officially become the presidential nominee for the Democrats? There is a little tweak in this, a fly in the ointment, if you will let me use that analogy. Joe Biden's going to address Tara Reid's allegation on MSNBC on Friday morning, but because there's been weeks of silence about this, but there is this allegation that a former aide He is accused of a sexual assault of a former aide. Her name is Tara Reid. That's what Nancy Pelosi was referring to. Surprise. You heard what Nancy Pelosi had to say. She is the Democratic Party's highest ranking office holder, so she's saying he'll make a great president, and she moved forward through that. It's different when it comes to the Republicans and their take on this. So you know the story. He's going to talk about this former aide in his Senate office. Her name is Tara Reid, who said that Biden assaulted her in a Senate building in 1993. His campaign said the accusation isn't true, but he hasn't addressed it, so that's why he's breaking the silence. But it's raised some questions about, one, his campaign and the ability to navigate what is going to be choppy waters and heated, because that's what happens when you get into a presidential campaign. It is divisive no matter what's happening. So put that aside for a minute. The Biden campaign has told allies they don't believe the issue is affecting how voters Biden and his character since Tara Reid's allegations surfaced, and she says that she was told to bring his gym bag to him, and they were in some kind of a corridor somewhere in the Capitol, and he slammed her against the wall and put his hands all over her. So what he's going to say and how he handles that will be interesting, especially when you think about the Me Too movement and the whole idea of due process and people coming forward and women coming forward and talking about their stories. Now, it's interesting because Justice Kavanaugh was asked about this, what he went through with the whole confirmation hearings. He was asked about it in a couple of the big newspapers. I want to say the New York Times was one of them. And he said, I know all about false accusations. I've been falsely charged numerous times, and there is such a thing, about falsely being charged. So that's interesting. And then you have the top, you have Representative Akeem Jeffries from New York, the chairman of the House Democratic Caucus. He said he believes Tara Reid's allegation against the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden should be investigated seriously, and he thinks Biden will have to directly address it. Well, that's why Biden is addressing that. And again, it stems back to what happened back in 1993 and whether or not the allegation is true. And it was corroborated by a neighbor who says, oh, I remember her talking about that story. There aren't records of this, and that's one of the things that's been mentioned, which is what Nancy Pelosi said. Let's go to David in California. Hi, David.
Well, hi, Keith. Long time no talk. Hope you're fair and okay.
Yes, thanks for the call. What's up?
Well, regarding getting back to business, I'm old enough to remember when there were two different kinds of businessmen. There was the one that said the customer is always right. You know, somebody that wanted the same customers for, you know, the next 50 years. He wanted their grandchildren to remember his shop so they'd come, right? So the customer was always right. And then there's the other kind of business, which is buyer beware. And when you start looking, those are two completely different types of people, right? One's just evil and trying to rip you off, and they don't care if you ever come back. And the other one wants you to come back for the rest of the future. So when you start looking at a business that wants to just get back open, and they don't care if they kill their customers. Now, apparently Trump and Mitch McConnell, especially out of Kentucky, right? Mitch McConnell is trying to set it up so that a business that ends up killing their customers or killing their employees by sending them back too early, that their insurance is totally covered, that the U.S. taxpayer is going to cover that employer, and they can basically just kill their employees. Now, that's pretty creepy. That's something straight out of the Addams Family or something worse than that, right? And what's even worse, I was listening to one of these hotshot radio talk show guys today, and they were saying, well, if their employees don't want to show up, ha-ha, we'll just call up the Unemployment Bureau and tell them that they were offered work, and that'll cut them off unemployment, and so that'll force them back. Now, that sounds extra creepy because it gets the U.S. taxpayer who pays for the unemployment to become a participant in killing other citizens. So I'm wondering about the insurance policy.
Wow, I like what...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you here for a second and make a comment. I agree with you. There is something, I've talked to someone about this, in fact, a couple of people in the insurance game, and you're right, because the concern is exactly what you said. We don't want to take responsibility if something happens. So if we fling this insurance together and then we can be absolved from it, then okay, so it's enter at your own risk. But how do you do that when half of the states are saying, no, this is ridiculous and you got to roll this out slow, there's no way we can do it, and there is that massive concern over, well, if that happens, then I don't get unemployment, and the snide comment about we'll just go to the people who are unemployed is nasty and wrong, and I agree. If I own a small business, why would I do that to the people that have helped prop me up, I hope, my employees, and been there for my customers, and then just throw them to the wolves?
Right. Yeah, it's just creepy. And what makes it worse, with an epidemic, I'm out in San Francisco, right? And we shut down actually going on 3 months ago. It was February 5th that we discovered we had a convention out here, and one of the visitors was contaminated. They were infected with it, and they walked around our convention center. And so the mayor learned about it and just shut down the convention center right away. But they refused to let in another show after February 5th. Now, the city didn't shut down for another couple of weeks, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi agreed to it weeks later. But for the most part, we shut down February 5th, started voluntary quarantining, and our death count as of today is only 25 people because we shut down 3 months ago. And these people are still hustling. They barely shut down in most states. Texas, a huge state, you got one guy that says that the whole state has to stay open, and they've infected their own state. You know, one of the largest state in the lower 48 is refusing to shut down, basically. And it's insane that, you know, America was united you stand, divided you fall. Well, we did our united
stuff.
Wow,
what a perfect...
Yeah,
it worked. Yeah, perfect place to end this. To your point, in California, it absolutely worked. And I think when you look at test cases, California is one of them. Thanks, David. And if people practice the social distancing, then it works, people. It works. We're going to the mailbag.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community starting in January when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk. And now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable. And we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News. More than 1 million people around the world have now recovered from coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. There have been over 3 million confirmed cases worldwide. The United States still has the most confirmed cases worldwide, also has the most recoveries with over 153,000. Germany, Spain, and China trail the U.S. respectively. The numbers come as some lockdowns and restrictions are being lifted across the globe. Conservationists from the Democratic Republic of Congo fear the coronavirus pandemic could soon even reach the country's mountain gorillas amid reports that cats and dogs are testing positive for the virus. With nearly 1,000 left in the world, the mountain gorilla population is already at risk from climate change and poachers. The nonprofit group Gorilla Doctors is on high alert since respiratory infections are the second leading cause of death among gorillas. They've now locked down an area which normally allows visitors to all but necessary personnel. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Well, thanks to all of you who filled up the mailbag, including this one from Hal I Am. He's taken a page out of somebody else's playbook that frequently emails this show. And Hal says, Kate, very crazy to see what's happening with the, catch-as-catch-can rollout across the country. I get the feeling that most people don't, they really want a guarantee. So they don't necessarily want a free-for-all because it's almost like you're asking to be the guinea pig. And I see what happens to some of these people on ventilators and how long they're on the ventilators, and they were seemingly healthy, and that scares the bejesus out of me. I don't know about you. As much as I'm going stir crazy, and I would love nothing better than to catch a flick, catch a movie, and go hang out somewhere with my buddies, I am willing to stick it out longer if it helps us all in the long run. And I guess that's the problem. It's kind of all or nothing. And the problem is if you get enough people that say, I'm going to just do this, then you're kind of stuck when they come down with the virus and should you have come in contact with them. Yeah, I mean, listen, we are living in a whole different world. Our lives have changed. I mean, that's the bottom line. Wherever you were in the beginning of March, and then when the hammer went down on the other side, wherever you ended up, somewhere in between is how life moves forward. I said at the top, and I was encouraged by listening to an incredibly bright economist today talk about deep and short. So from the financial end of it, deep and short recession is much better. And the fact that you're not going to have this hyperinflation, because how can you? So that part's good. So when you look at previous recessions or dips or any of that, there is a road to recovery that could be so much faster. And plus, bravo to both the Democrats and the Republicans, because, yeah, they did get it done. They did start the money train a lot sooner than we've seen happen in the past, especially if you go back and look at 2008. And that makes a difference, although there are still frustrations, because money needs to get into the hands of the right people running small businesses that could survive with that dough and those stimulus checks and everything else. The flow needed to be as quick as possible, but I think some of that is being ironed out. And you can bet we're going to see, most likely, because of the way the first quarter went, the second quarter is going to be an ugly number. The third quarter will see a little bit of a turn, and by the fourth quarter, it'll be fourth quarter of this year, it'll be much, much better heading into 2021. Completely getting back what we lost with the GDP. And I know I'm going in kind of a different direction from what Hal said, but completely looking back at what we lost, the recovery, we'll be fully recovered, we should be anyway, by 2022. And unemployment still will be 7 or 8%, but nowhere near what we're seeing now. So I have reason to believe that there are some really good signs of things to come ahead. But having said that, to your question of people going ahead and deciding, screw it, it's getting warmer here, I'm okay, the beach is open in Orange County, let's go hit the beach. Yeah, really, it's that could slow down what's going on, and that's the problem. So everybody else who's sheltering at home and doing the guidelines, you could end up rolling this back further, and wouldn't that be the worst? Wouldn't that be a kick in the teeth that you go through 8, 9, 10 weeks and, boy, it's looking clear and the numbers are low and somebody blows it, a handful of people from different pockets, different neighborhoods blow it because they had to get out there. They had to be out there. But also in saying that, at some point you have to have a rollout, right? I mean, we're not going to live trapped in our houses forever. I don't see that. We're not going to live completely virtually. And you look at what the polls are saying, and one of the polls that I saw about reopening and what did the majority of Americans say, combined Republicans and Democrats, 44% of Americans said if restrictions were lifted on the advice of public health officials, they probably or definitely would not send their children to school. 54% probably or definitely would not ride public transportation, and I hear you there. 57% wouldn't fly on an airplane. That's almost 60%. I think people are going to be very jittery about flying, and the airlines are going to be strict. I guarantee you're going to have temperature checks. They're going to pull out seats or do some kind of social distancing there. Either they're going to require you to wear the mask or strongly suggested to make sure that you have it. But so there's still, again, we know the restrictions are being lifted, and we're looking at where we live, and we're looking at how safe the distances are, I think. And people are debating for themselves if they would go to the shopping mall, if they would eat at a restaurant, if they would go to a funeral, if they would go to a dentist, if they would get their hair cut. All of that. And it is sad, isn't it? It's sad. It's sad that the things that you probably took for granted. Oh, do I have to go to that party? Ugh, I don't feel like it. Should I go to the Super Bowl party? Oh, we have to bring something with us. Now you'd be jonesing to do that. There's something about that taking what we had for granted. Trust me, I'll say it again. I'm optimistic. We're going to get back there. All right, this one is from Kim. And Kim says, Katie, I know you've been talking about this in a couple of your shows about all the scams that are out there that people are falling for right now. Oh, I feel so sorry for those people that are not paying attention to the fake stimulus checks. Just wait and do not believe anything you see that has some sort of an IRS site for you to check and pump in all your money, because the IRS would not come after you in that way, or any kind of fake coronavirus miracle cures that you hear too as well. Oh, yeah, there's so many. Are you kidding? And we're coming up on our next hour. We're going to talk to Snow from IBM. And Snow has an incredible role there where she's paid to think like the criminals, and she reveals some of the scams to watch out for and some of what they're doing and how they shake these scams out and how they figure it, you know, how they figure it out. Don't click on anything that you don't recognize. Don't click on any of that. Never click on anything where they ask you for money. But, you know, you get that fake stuff all the time. Even in the mail, you get the thing that looks like an official envelope. And it says registered mail, but then it's not registered. So just be smart about what you open. And never give out your Social Security numbers. Never give out, just never, ever, ever give out all of that information, because then somebody has you. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for that information. All right, this one is from Jake. And Jake says, Kate, I have a question for you. Okay. How do you feel about things reopening? This seems to be the major question. How do you feel about things reopening, and would you get on a plane tomorrow if you had to? Well, here's the problem with that. It's not defined for me if I had to. Why? Because something's happened to someone I care about, I'm getting on the plane. If I'm getting on the plane to go somewhere that I don't need to be on the plane, no. No. I mean, no. I wouldn't. And I have a nephew who is a brand new pilot, and I have friends in the airline industry who are, they're begging, come fly when it's, you know, come fly soon, don't not fly. And I just think that, you know, that's part of the transfer of the virus and how we, in the first place, is because, of course, we're flying all over the place. But does it mean I will never get on a plane? I was flying a lot last year and the year before. Of course not. We've taken the show all over the place. But if there's no reason for me to be on a plane right now, no, I wouldn't do it. Mm-mm. There's nothing that could push me to do that. And the whole reopening thing, you look at the numbers. I think you look at the numbers, you play it smart, and why put yourself in a situation that's iffy if you don't really even need to be in that situation? I get it if you need to be there, but if you don't need to be there, I ask that question again. Why? There's other ways around it. I mean, you know what I do? I, like, make a lunch, and I go and park in a cool view place where I'm in the car, and I was telling Eric, our technical maestro, off the air, that I had a call, the 100th call of the day, it seemed like, and of course everybody wants to see you and be on Zoom or Skype or whatever it is, and I just went somewhere where, you know, I could, was clearly in the car, but I was around nature, and it felt better to just get out. And you can walk. You can go and you can walk, and I'm doing that every day. So there's ways to get yourself out without putting yourself or other people, I guess, in a danger zone. And so much of it does depend on where you live. You've heard me talk about Vermont with no cases. I mean, if Vermont is totally clean slate and they have had no problems, well, their rollout is going to look a lot different than what it looks like in New York City. And that only makes sense. Correct? Yes. Let's go to this one from Dick, who's listening to us in Portland. And he says, Kate, if you were going to a concert when this all is over, what concert would it be? Oh, easy, Pearl Jam. I would go to Pearl Jam. And they were going to be on tour, so that would make sense. I mean, I would probably go and see them. I could name other people, but that's just the first one that came to mind. Do with that what you will. This or that, coming up around the bend.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now's the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No attorneys to plead my case. No arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my life now.
Alright, tail end of the show. We're going to what I like to call this or that. Joining us now is Eric. He is the technical maestro or master of this version of the show. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We both talked about this off the air. We're hanging in. So, everything lifts, and we know we're like 90% safe. I'm just going to make this fantasy up. We're 90% safe. And you can go to a restaurant with your pals and sit down and eat, or you can go to your favorite watering hole, which might be a sloppy bar, but it's really cool. Would you go to the nice restaurant or the sloppy bar?
I'm going to have to say... that I miss the sloppy bars a little more.
I love it, the sloppy bars. You know, the reason I asked you that is because I get the sloppy bars. And you know what I mean by that? I mean like the old school, like the, you know, oak and dark inside, yeah. And someone's playing the guitar and it's a bar like.
Yeah, where you can let it all hang loose.
Yes. Right. It's not like it's some she posh place. It's just the watering hole. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you hit the nail right on the head, like, on that one, because that's kind of what I miss the most that comes to mind right now. Is just, I have a couple of places in mind that are, yeah, basically dive bars.
But, well, music, I like
venues,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, music venues. So I actually, some people would think that that wouldn't be what I would say, but I would say the same thing. I had a friend in Florida who said, listen, when all this is over, it's like we're like in a movie, when all this is over and washes away, I want you to come to Florida so we can do the dive thing. And that's exactly what we're talking about, where we know the musicians and you go in there and it's not a fancy place. You can wear whatever, you know, you're not dressing to the nines, that kind of thing.
Yep. Yep. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too. All right. So, the Good Humor truck pulls up ringing that little cheese bell, you know, bell that they have to let us know and everyone else that, guess what, the ice cream man is here. Would you get a cone, or if you had only two choices, would you get an ice cream cone, or would you get a one of those ice cream sandwiches?
I'll go with the cone.
Me too. I like the cone better. I mean, an ice cream sandwich is good, but I like, if I'm going to eat like a bar, I like those Klondike bars.
Never got into those.
Oh, I think they're so good, the Klondike bars, but they don't sell them in the ice cream truck. So if you get a cone, then it seems like it lasts longer or something, the vanilla or the chocolate or whatever.
Yeah, I just like waffle cones.
Oh, me too. I like the waffle cones, too. All right, so we're two for two. We both want to go to a dive bar and eat a waffle cone. What does that say about our personalities? I don't know. There's something about that. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so how about this? We saw all the people that went on the beach in Orange County, and, of course, I think some people misinterpreted what they were supposed to do. And you're not going to social distance on a beach. If you were in that situation, would you have been on the beach, or would you have avoided it if you pulled up and you saw all those people there the way they were? Stay in the car or get out and be on the beach with the rest of them.
I'll get out.
You'll get out. Now we disagree. No, do not get out and make it worse.
Well, I wouldn't be there in the first place, so if I drove all the way to the beach, I would get out.
All right. Even if the people are there. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
I wouldn't have gone to the beach in the first place, so.
Right. I mean, there you go. All right, so if you have a chance to do it all over again, and some people are thinking about that, people may be listening to us. You know, people look back on their lives, and you don't have to be old. You can be in your 30s. You can be in your late 20s. You can be in your 50s. You can be whatever. And people ask that question, oh, if I only knew now what I know, I would have done something differently. Would you have gotten a different degree or gone into a different career, or no, radio rocks and you would you would love what you do and you would keep doing it?
I have no regrets for anything. Well, you know, that's debatable, but I don't know. I would like to get two degrees or, you know, learn two different trades or whatever.
All right, so you're not trashing the idea of the radio thing. You're just saying you would have another degree, too.
Yeah, I'd just expand or something like that. I don't know.
I like that. So you juggle a couple of different things. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my feeling, is that I like different things. I'm a learnaholic. I'm a content curator. So Yeah, I would have something else. I would learn something else too. But I'm like you. I have no regrets. People always ask that, and I always say, are you kidding? This is the best gig in the world. We get to talk to all these people that are listening to us right now, and they're saying, should we turn the dial? This is boring. What is she talking to him about that for? I don't understand. No, I mean, seriously, it's a lot of fun. And to me, the rule is this, that if you're not having fun, what good is that, right? I understand when you have mouths to feed and everything else, but then hopefully you have something else you're doing in your life that you're passionate about, because it's so much easier to work when you like what you're doing.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. And I think that's good advice for anyone. Like, my nephew is going to college, and by the hair of his chinny chin chin, and he's like an artist guy, and he's a great artist, and he is not into video games, but he gets video and filming and that kind of stuff. And it's like I tell him all the time, do what you like. And it is true. It sounds really trite. And people used to say that to me, and I'd be like, that sounds so nebulous. Like, oh, do what you like. So follow your passion. But now I get it. I get what really that means. And because we're in this pandemic and people are rethinking things, and they have more time to think about it, I think there are people that are questioning what direction they went in and what path they took.
That's really interesting. Yeah, the timing is so important.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, the timing is important. At least you get, you know, I don't know, maybe it gives you time to do that at least, right? I don't know. There's something about that. All right, so you you have a choice. You can either have a, you know, it's a radio giveaway, and you have won the grand prize, and you either win a snowmobile or a speedboat. Which one would you take?
Oh, speedboat.
Of course.
That's so much fun.
But you live in Minnesota, where there's lots of snow, so a snowmobile would be practical.
I don't feel like I'm in Minnesota. I'm not from Minnesota, so I wouldn't get a snowmobile. I don't like the snow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you don't like the snow, but you're in this one of the big snow places. I get it. I like the snow when you only deal with it a little bit, but I don't live in the snowy area. I'm with you. I would take the speedboat all the way. Go fishing. You could do anything on it. You could cruise around in it. You could water ski. You could just enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You could just be on the lakes. You could be out in the ocean, you know, whatever it is. And there's something about that space and that freedom of that space that I like. So I don't think it would be bad to be given either one of those, to win either one of those. But I would have more use for a boat, too.
Agreed.
But you know what they say about boats, that everybody always trashes boats. Oh, it's a money pit. Oh, even if you like to fish, you constantly have to clean it, you got to put it somewhere, and then it takes all that maintenance. Everybody always complains about boats. I don't get it.
Me neither.
I don't get it. It'd be fun. All right, this was fun. A little this or that. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together.
Crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity. In pursuing my dreams, I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.